I don't have a recollection, Lida and David and Mark, about ever trying conscientiously to play fast. I do have a recollection of trying to be articulate, and I think there's a difference. I was hopeful that I could play with clarity and make a statement that had no ambiguity about it. And it was my influence. It was the Lester Young influence, I guess, because there was nothing strange or ambiguous about Lester Young's solo that we all knew by heart. It started someplace, it went someplace, and it ended someplace, and all the places that it started and went were wonderful and articulate, and it's like speech. It's like semantics, if you will. I think we'll all agree, jazz, as practiced by the pros, it's a question of jazz semantics. It's like words, choosing the right words to go with other words.
Yeah.
It's the same thing true in jazz. There's a thing to say in jazz, and the wrong thing to say in jazz. And I always defer back to Lester Young and studying and analyzing his solos with a clinical, analytical ear, and discovering the logic of his approach to linear improvisation. There was such a wonderful logic there. And if anything, when I, in the early stages of trying to be a jazz soloist, it really was not a preoccupation with fast and trying to play like a saxophone or anything like that. The preoccupation was to try to make sense and to be and try to put logic into my lines, if they were lines. That was a preoccupation, to make a statement that was clear, articulate, and with logic, not with speed.